Give locally, act globally. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Tom Goodell. The 6th annual Good Giving Challenge is underway in central Kentucky. Their goal is to raise $2 million for 119 participating nonprofits in the region. One of this year's beneficiaries is Shoulder to Shoulder Global at the University of Kentucky. Here to tell us more about this fascinating activity is Shoulder to Shoulder's Craig Borey. Welcome.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Shoulder to Shoulder Global operates, a year-round clinic in Santo Domingo. There are other things, but the Ecuador effort was very interesting to me. So how long has this clinic been around, and what does it do?
It's a great question. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the clinic in 2017, and the clinic provides general medicine and general health care and education to an impoverished community in Santo Domingo, Ecuador.
The clinic is staffed, at least in part, by volunteers from UK Healthcare. Tell us about that. You mentioned before we started there are over 40?
Yes. We send 4 health brigades a year down to work in the Santo Domingo clinic called Centro de Salud Hombro a Hombro. Those health brigades are interprofessional of staff, faculty, and students from all 6 health science colleges here at the University of Kentucky, plus College of Arts and Sciences, Gatton College of Business, and College of Agriculture. And we go and provide primary health care for the citizens of Santo Domingo.
And there's also some education in health, public health education, helping with access to clean water?
Yes. We currently have a clean water project that we're working on with the College of Public Health down in Santo Domingo. We're just starting. And we're also doing health education. At the clinic in Santo Domingo, we have 6 health promoters from the community that we go down and train. Our students and faculty train these health promoters to go out and do general health education, where to get clean water, how to get clean water, washing your hands, how to prepare food safely, hypertension, diabetes, topics such as those.
What are some of the health problems that the medical professionals are addressing?
Yes, we see all sorts of health issues that the community is facing. Clean drinking water is one of their top priorities to get, and we see that in the parasites and the patients that come to our clinic. A lot of our patients have parasites. We see anemia in the children. A study was done several years ago with Dr. Young and a physician, a community physician. About half of the children that we see at the clinic are anemic, and most of those are due to an iron deficiency.
You've been to the clinic yourself. You've participated in these health brigades.
Yes.
So tell us about your experience. What was it like? What did you see? And what did you gain from the experience?
Yes, it's very eye-opening watching students grow as they come down and work at the clinic and watching this community clinic that's staffed by 8 full-time healthcare providers. We have a physician, a nurse, a nurse assistant, a clinic director, for example. And it's very eye-opening to see us work in an impoverished community and make a difference in any way that we can. And also to be inspired by the local people as they come back day after day trying to help this community to be healthier.
Shoulder to Shoulder Global is involved in other activities besides this clinic. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, our primary focus has been in Santo Domingo at this clinic. We also do some local work. We believe in doing local work and global work. We have a Shoulder to Shoulder Global Student Association of mostly undergraduates, and just this year started with some graduate students. They do local work here. They, for example, working at the volunteering at the Salvation Army, Ronald McDonald House, and just the Hope Center, local projects serving and trying to make the local community better.
How is Shoulder to Shoulder Global planning to use the funds raised by this year's Good Giving Challenge?
Yes. The funds that the students pay a brigade fee to go down to Ecuador, that fee is not enough to cover for the expenses that are from the clinic, to run the clinic year-round to serve this community and to serve as an educational site. So all the funds that we raise during the Good Giving Challenge go directly down to pay for the educational site for our students. These are things like we use, for example, we provide fluoride on the children's teeth. There's no fluoride in the water. So every 6 months, the children need fluoride put on the teeth. But all of the money that we raise goes directly to caring for this community and providing an educational experience for our students.
And about how many people are served at that clinic in Ecuador?
Since we've started, we've served about 23,000 people in this community. Each year, about 2,500 are served.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's a lot of work. When we go down on these four health brigades that I mentioned here, interprofessional health brigades, we work long, hard, hot days, but we sleep very well. It's very fulfilling work, and it's wonderful to get to know the local community.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear about the wonderful work you're doing, and the Good Giving Challenge is continuing through December 31st. You can support Shoulder to Shoulder Global and 118 other regional nonprofits at bggives.org. Our guest has been Craig Borey. Thank you again, Craig.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Come visit us at the University of Kentucky's International Center on Rose Street, or come down to Ecuador with us and help this community and have a worthwhile experience yourself.
And you can hear more of our conversation at WUKY.org. 491.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.